But
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are back with an amazing episode. We've got a special guest on, and it's not Sergio, because Sergio is always here. And Sergio is with us today. We've got his girlfriend, Leda. She will say
my
anything.
girlfriend is here with us. I don't know if she'll say much about football and everything because it's not like she's some football connoisseur,
I
but you
did
know.
win that. Well, I mean, you say that she did win the FPL last year, so.
Overrated, so it doesn't really matter. It was a bad season anyways, we don't count that.
That's not true. True.
It's
I'm
even a
even
really
thinking
bad
we
season for you.
don't. I'm thinking we don't even count this year's. But you know, I'm already down.
What is that?
Look, what's it?
Oh, England is losing to Ukraine. You can't see it.
I
It's a
can't see
draw.
that because of your background thing. Nice. All right, we're going to talk about the Champions League. We've had a draw of dreams, I think we can say. And we're going to go through our draft of the players we picked for our UCL. Prediction was it fantasy? Sergio, you want to start off with Group A? Group A,
Group A.
yes, you know who's in Group A because I have not got a clue.
I have not got a clue either. I just know my
Bayern,
team. Bayern,
Bayern, Man
okay.
United.
My girlfriend actually hasn't made the team yet, so you know
Please tell me.
she may steal a bit of ideas. Yeah, because I did it when I came home.
Okay.
You're at work.
Lost. Bro, I can't lie, I'm dying inside. It is fucking hot. All right, anyways, we'll get on with it. Bayern Munich and Manchester United as well, with Copenhagen and big spenders Galatasaray from Turkey. What do you make of it?
Do you want to rate them? We can rank the Champions League groups.
Yeah, I think that we'll go through and then we'll kind of predict who goes through. I think that's the way we're going to do it.
So, I think it's pretty obvious. Bayern will go first.
Yep,
Yeah,
I agree.
Man City. Man City is Man United. Oh, sorry, Man United.
Man
And
United
then Man
will come second.
United.
And then I think Galatasaray will get third and Copenhagen will come last. Okay, I think Copenhagen will finish third and Galatasaray will disappoint everyone. They lost Anya, so, you know. But they do have Wolf Zaha, and a good friend of mine likes Wolf Zaha. So who
He
knows?
does. He had him captain last year in FPL, I remember.
Yes, exactly. Didn't do very well, but that's okay. Group B, PSV, Arsenal. I was going to say Ajax. Ajax are not in the Champions League. PSV, Arsenal, Lyon, Sevilla. Just had to get that in there. What do you make of this?
I think Sevilla comes second in the group. I think Arsenal top the group, PSV third. And lengths are not going anywhere.
You don't really haven't seen the last 7 years of Sevilla just dropping down to third.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like this year they
Happen
got
again?
something special, you know?
No, they don't. Well, they
No,
haven't
they don't.
started the season very well. They lost 4-3-2 Deportivo and 2-1-2 Girona
Yeah.
and 2-1-2 Valencia. I don't know if that was still in there, La Liga, but maybe it was there. Yeah. But no, I think PSV are flying. So I put them second. I put PSV second. Arsenal.
No, it's no bias for being Dutch.
You
No, I think PSV is
also
more
put
fun.
them second. See, Leonard knows.
Like this one. No, I do.
Group C is pretty easy, I
I
think.
think Real Madrid will come last. Napoli first.
Napoli.
Not biased, also. No.
And
Realistically, it's a
Berlin.
pretty simple group, right?
Yeah, it's Braga and Berlin.
Of course.
To go out. See
Yeah.
what is
Braga
there.
last.
Which is good. I think Union will be third.
Yeah. Napoli second. They haven't started off too well this season.
Yeah.
Losing against a stinky Lazio.
Then we've got, well, a contender for the Europa League group. I think this is a pretty good one. Group D. People were saying Group E, which we're going to get onto next, which is a bit of a Europa League group. I think this one is more Europa League than Group E.
Yeah, I mean, Group D is a very nice group, I think.
Yeah, we'll get to that after Group D. Group D is Benfica, Inter, Real Sociedad, and Salzburg.
I again think this is a pretty straightforward group.
I think Benfica finishes.
Inter,
Okay.
Real Sociedad, Benfica, and Salzburg.
Then yeah, yes, Benfica, Inter, Real Sociedad, and Salzburg.
There is no way.
Yes. Bro, have you not seen them? Benfica are flying right now.
I never really up as well, actually.
We've got
Yes,
Borussia Dortmund,
really.
amazing. They've got Di Maria.
The reason is because they have cooked you on our sins and they often play for Feyenoord.
Yeah, but they are good players. So, and they did do very well last year in the group of like with PSG and who else was in there? Juventus and Maccabi.
And Juventus, and they came top of the group.
Exactly. So I think, and Roger Smith is a good coach. So I think Benfica will finish first. And
I think Inter will do very well. Inter will go through.
Then Group E, Sergio. This is a very personal group.
I think this is also a straightforward group, in my opinion.
It's a little bit Celtic from, I was almost at Rangers there, from Glasgow. Finals and Lazio. Now, we are going to the game.
Atletico Madrid first.
Oh, yes.
Feyenoord second, Lazio and then Celtic.
I think that's, yeah, I think. If I think with my head, I think that's correct, yes. I don't think.
We'll you think with your heart?
I think we're going to top the, no, I think Atleti will top the group. Feyenoord will come second.
If we don't, it'll be very bad. Like last year that we came fourth, we didn't even make it to Europa League. And we had like Brugge and Leverkusen in our group.
Also Leverkusen and someone else. Oh, and Brugge. Okay. But we're going to the game. Very exciting. This is the group we wanted. I was watching live and I just had an orgasm when this happened. So hoping that there's going to be good times. Good times ahead. And we beat you at our own stadium and then we can lose in Madrid.
I mean, you know what happened last time we played a red, white and black team in Rayo Vallecano.
It was 7-1.
It was 7-0.
7-0. Well, last time you came to the Gap, you lost 3-2, so.
No, it was 2-1.
Was it 2-1?
Yeah, I think it was 2-1. Well, Carrasco with the red card, but he's not playing anymore. So he left the club, so we're fine.
Money again. Bro, my man is getting the bag. Lazio, I think, are just going to be fine. Third and Celtic are going to entertain us with good atmospheres.
Yeah.
Group F. Group of death.
Group of death.
Because for some reason, they all die. Milan, Dortmund, Newcastle, and PSG. I think PSG are not making it through.
I think Dortmund are coming bottom of the group.
Yeah, without Jubilee.
You said Dortmund bottom.
Dortmund bottom, yes. They have not started well this season either.
Okay, I think Newcastle and Milan go through. Yeah.
Newcastle and Milan, no way. Mbappe's going to carry again.
No, Brucey. The thing is, it's tough. Newcastle away is tough.
Newcastle have been figured out by Prem teams. They are slacking this season as well.
Yeah, true. But it's something different. Kieran Tripp.
Here's Jimmy Milan. Yeah, here we
here's
say.
Jimmy Lam.
Milan top with Rafa.
Oh, Leao is just my guy, man. Leao's my guy. So I'm going to have to go for Milan first and then Newcastle second.
Mm-hmm.
And PSG third. PSG to go to the Europa League. That'd be exciting. They can win a trophy then. European trophy. Which is what they need. Then Group G is arguably the easiest group out of all of them for Manchester City with...
Yeah, no, Suez is making it through. Suez is making it through. Not hate.
How do you say it? Sorry?
Zvezda is making it through.
Zvezda. And the
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, cool. And then you got RB Leipzig and Young Boys, just how Sergio likes it.
I'm sure you love Young Boys.
Okay, we made the same joke there. Amazing. Good chemistry. Yeah, this is pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think City will top the group.
Yeah, yeah.
Leicester will come second. Leipzig and Young Boys fourth.
Easy.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, okay, whatever. It is what it is. And then Barcelona. Royal Antwerp, who qualified for the first time. I think. And Shakhtar Donetsk, who...
Yeah, Andor becomes Barca.
Group ever.
Yes, yeah, an easy group.
I think Barca first, Porto second, Royal Antwerp and Shakhtar.
Shakhtar last?
Yeah, bro, have you not seen them? We like, smacked them 7-1 and
they lost scored a goal against you with their back, by the way. Like, that's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, and then they got spanked 7-1, so...
Yeah, and then they got spanked 7-1.
Okay. So that's interesting. No. Okay, who's going to be...
who's going to win?
Who's going to win it? It's
easy.
Oh, the winner is in that group. It's funny you say that. Winner is actually in that group. They also played twice.
That's crazy.
it's mind-blowing, bro. But they don't start with an A. They start with an F. And it's final. But no, there's no chance we win. If we win, bro, imagine. I would probably jump off my window, jump out my window.
I mean, I don't know. I think you guys would be kind of selfish if you win already because we haven't won yet. So, you know, like, you might as well give it to us.
True, but you don't want it to be like a charity thing, you know? You want to
No.
earn it. But it would mean a lot to the people in Madrid if you win after losing so many finals, just like Holland.
No need,
Love to
no
win
need,
the European
no
game.
need.
So now moving on to our Champions League. If you don't have it already, I'm not gonna. The UEFA gaming thing, yeah? Is it? Yeah.
I can tell you my team, the players I have.
Wait, people should let us know whose team is better. If you go to the podcast on Spotify, I think it's only on Spotify, you can drop down who you think has the better team as we go through one by one. Go for it, Sergio. I think it's going to be very good.
I'll just tell you players in general. My two goalkeepers are two four-million goalkeepers. Alex Ramiro from Real Sofia.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel Suarez from Benfica, because they just sold La Jodimos to Nottingham Forest. So I've got two starting 4 million goalkeepers.
Nice.
My five defenders. Raum.
Who?
David Raum.
Oh,
Raum.
Okay, yeah.
We got Nathan Ake, the boy from the club. We got Di Lorenzo. Got Jules Koundé and Fran García.
Okay, we have zero players so far that are the same. I think
you tell me your goalkeepers and defenders.
Okay, so I've got Aaron Ramsdale. I think they're just a bunch of clean sheets. And I've got Claudio Ramos, who got a bunch of points last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went Nathan Ake, solid, 4.5 mil, he's a banker. Kulik Shagman, because he's just an amazing guy.
Okay.
Lucio Elgeertruyde. You see where we go.
Okay.
4.5 million. I'm telling you, this is lovely. And then we've got Zaidu from Porto for 4.5 million. So 4.5 million across the back. And then I still have one slot open, which I'm still deciding if I'm going to put a third final defender there or not.
I would not triple up on the final defense.
That's an experience there. Okay, and then the midfield. I think the midfielders are going to have similarities.
The midfielders, we'll both have Bellingham.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
We'll both have Xavi Simons.
No, I do not have Xavi Simons.
You do not? He's 6.5.
Ooh, interesting.
I've got Xavi Simons. I've got Marcus Thuram, also 6.5. Classified as a midfielder playing up front for Inter. I've got Leroy Sané.
Okay.
And then I needed the cheapest possible, so I got Stefan Mitrovic from Red Star Belgrade.
Fair enough. Okay, so we only had one similar one. I've got Bukayo Saka.
Okay.
So, Jamal Musiala from Bayern.
Okay.
16 goals and assists last season. And, I had to get him in after talking about him so highly. Orkun Kokcu from Benfica. Okay. I think they're going to also do very well in their respective group. And then I have one slot left as well, but I'm waiting for my final guy, Ivan Usic, to be available on Zap. Not yet, so I have to pick that one. But yeah, that's going to be...
He was very good. I was also thinking of Stengs, 6.5 million.
Yep, or Leao. I might have to add in Leao at some stage.
Or Timber as well was 5 million, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, very cheap. And then the front three. This is where it gets very interesting. Very
I really wanted Harry Kane in my team, but I did not get him.
Okay, you've gone for Griezmann, I presume?
No. You see, I really also really wanted Griezmann. I really wanted Morata. He scored a hat-trick yesterday. And also wanted Santi Jimenez.
However, the first two games, huh?
I spent big. So I went for Lewandowski, Haaland, and Mbappe.
See, I went a bit more interesting. I went Harry Kane because Bayern have a really easy group. So he's going to bang goals. He already is banging goals for Bayern. And I think Bayern are going to do very well this season. And then Haaland, of course, because it's Haaland. And Julian Alves.
Interesting.
But he's starting. He's starting now for City.
Yeah, but now, you know how Pep is with his rotation.
Exactly. So he's definitely playing. And otherwise, I can put him on the bench. Because I'm going to have five good, solid midfielders who can start.
No.
So that's...
Anything changed from one day to the other anyways, and you get early lineups.
Yeah, true. But I think my team is just better. You don't have any Atleti players. That's interesting.
Hmm?
You don't have any Atleti players.
No, I really want more data.
Why? How come you don't have faith in the boys in Group E? This is bad points to be got. I think, yeah.
Morata has 6 goals in 4 games, you know. I'm only selling Mbappe for Morata.
Yeah, because I think it's too risky to go like Leao or Mbappe, etc., because the group is just so
Yeah, the
terrible.
group is horrible. That's what I'm saying. But
So
a
much more.
Dortmund at home game for the first game. Because, you know, I'm planning to wild card game week 3 and
Okay.
then limitless the last game of the group stages.
Okay. Just give me all your
So
info.
I want to go aggressive at the start.
Lovely. Lovely. I think. You know, I make some interesting choices here. I still have 30 million left remaining, so hopefully, spend something nice there. Yeah, I've gone three City players because I think City will make it far.
Yeah,
I've got
but it's
Bayern.
more the group stages because after the group stages, you get unlimited transfers again.
True, but like if you look at the groups, etc., like Bayern are going to score so many goals against
They're
Copenhagen
buying up and score. That's
and.
why, man, there's too many strikers, not enough striker positions.
And I think Arsenal, like Bukayo Saka, is going to have a field day against like Sevilla and Lens and PSV.
No, come on, respect Sevilla, man.
And then another easy, well, Cocktree is just going to dominate in Group D. You'll see.
You know, I was thinking about Mitch.
And look, bro, like it's stupid not to double up on your attack for Manchester City. They've got like really easy opponents.
Yeah, but you might as well go for like a Phil Foden or a Jack Grealish.
No, Jack Grealish is too. He's not very good at on fantasy. He doesn't get many assists. He creates a lot of
No.
chances, but you don't get points for like creating 102 chances.
You
You're
got
hungry.
Rodri because you get points for ball recoveries in this game.
True, but will he be recovering a lot of balls? I don't think so.
No, because he'll be holding the ball.
You know, a lot of the ball. Who's going to be the shock? Is it going to be a shock exit? I wanted to ask you.
Exit.
Shock exit. Early on, I mean, we just said who is going to go through, so from the base of
I
that,
think Benfica will be a shock exit. I
think.
don't know. Or Dortmund. I think Dortmund will come fourth.
Yeah, I think Dortmund is an option. It wouldn't surprise me if Napoli made a short exit, because you know Union Berlin are a tough side. You know, it's a, you know, and they haven't been really that good. Spalletti left and new like changes, etc. Surprise of the group stage, like player wise and team wise, maybe.
I think Rafa, man. I'm really thinking that they're gonna do well.
Okay. I mean, they got Kubo. But who's your surprise player? If you had to
My
go,
surprise
who's your surprise
player.
player? Who?
My surprise player will be Marcus Thuram.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting. So you've gone Group D heavy with your player and.
Yeah, I think Group D is going to be a good group.
Good group. We just did call it the Europa League group, but let's put some respect on
You
Inter.
got that Europa League group.
True, true. If I had to pick
Very
one.
focused on D by you, as always.
Huh?
Very focused on D by yourself, as always.
Yes, lovely. Just inappropriate jokes all the
Yeah.
time. Wouldn't surprise me if Manchester City United, you know, got knocked out somehow.
Man City. Yeah, by Red Star Belgrade.
No, United.
Oh, United. Oh,
Yeah.
United has. They got more criminals than actual players in the starting 11.
Exactly. And I Why is the ketchup? It's ketchup.
Why do you have ketchup in your room?
That's a little mess in my room. We had fries the other day. Anyways, I think United could be a shock exit. If I'm being honest, if we had to go rogue, I think that's a good shout. And I did say at the start, I think PSG will be the shock exit, and I think they will get knocked out.
I mean, PSG, they
Their
don't have
team
like
doesn't inspire me
too many stars now, though.
beat all
So
these.
it's more like they only have Mbappe as a star, so their egos aren't that big there.
How do you think this front like Dembele is okay? He's not amazing. Mbappe,
Sancho's been good.
but like this, you have to do very well against like top teams like Dortmund, like
Gonçalo Ramos.
Gonzalo Ramos. Yeah, I see Asensio out here. Did you know he's half Dutch? It's crazy. They did.
Asensio,
They beat Lyon 4-0, and Asensio did get a goal on assist 4-1. Sorry, they did get a goal on an assist, but you know like. This game just doesn't really excite me. Like their midfield is just.
I don't know, because he got what Carlos Soler in the midfield.
just a brand new Spanish dude.
Yeah.
It was good as Valencia, but kind of.
No, but they got the 17-year-old. That's good. They got Ugarte. Ugarte's good.
Yeah, apparently I spoke to some Portuguese defenders and they said he was like Kante, like CDM.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And their defense ain't bad. They got Hakimi Hernandez on the flanks. And then what, Skriniar and Marquinhos.
Yeah, but like, against like Rafa Leão.
Against Rafa Leão, Hakimi.
Yeah, but have you seen Leão? My boy.
I have seen Leão. I know you're the biggest fanboy of Leão.
I am. I can't deny it. He's amazing. He's just someone that makes me happy when I look at him.
Because do you not have him in your team? Just put him in your team. You want as well.
I'll put him in when clutch games. You know, he's a clutch game player. So I think I'm
going. Right.
And then my surprise player was going to surprise everyone.
Mbappe's on 5 goals already.
Yeah, but you know it is the Liga, which
okay. Last season in the Champions League. Do you want me to tell you what he did?
Yeah.
Last season in Champions League, he played 8 games, started 7, got 7 goals and 3 assists.
Yeah, and that was with Benfica and a 10th finishing Juventus and Maccabi.
Still Juventus and Benfica, still good teams, you know.
Benfica, yes, Juventus, no.
Mbappe's a man for the big stages.
Huh?
Mbappe's a man for the big stages.
Yep, and Mbappe looked it. But my surprise player will be Julian Alvarez. I think he's gonna.
He's given the Ballon d'Or. He's won everything. He won the World Cup and the treble.
Yeah, so technically,
Alvarez the Ballon d'Or.
Because if you're gonna give it to Messi, you might as well give it to Julian Alvarez. Because why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Messi wins the Ballon d'Or, it's a disgrace.
Disgraceful that they didn't even include Rafa Leão. So I can't take the competition seriously anymore. Because he did outperform Kvaratskhelia by quite some miles. But obviously,
he didn't win anything, though.
He didn't win anything, but he won my heart. So, with that being said...
They put Onana for the Ballon d'Or, you know?
Because he done bits in the Champions League, you know?
Yeah, and they won the league, right? Inter. I know, but am I saying Napoli won the league? They won the cup.
Disrespect. All these Napoli fans, isn't it? Wow,
I like Napoli, you know that.
I know that, and that's why they're gonna do okay.
Osimhen as well, man. Osimhen could be good this season as well in the Champions League.
Osimhen is just a very good striker in general.
You see, Nigeria have so many good strikers. They got Boniface, they got Osimhen, they got Awoniyi, they got
Iheanacho, Musa back in the day.
Back in the day.
For my FIFA 14 players in FIFA 15. I think it was FIFA 15. Yeah, he was pacey. He was overground. Seydou Doumbia. Lots of Monaco.
He's not Nigerian.
No, he was Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of monitors and game controls were broken. Just that, yeah. My
yeah. You're one of the few people I've actually seen have fully broken controllers in their house from FIFA.
I don't do that anymore, though. I've quit.
No, not anymore. You don't play FIFA anymore.
Yeah, it's a washed game. Full of washed people making a game. Because the ratings are off anyways. And they like to bum-lick certain teams, which I want to go into today. But the Ballon d'Or winner will be...
Haaland.
Erling Haaland. And if it's not Erling Haaland, then...
Give it to Mane.
The football is rigged. Then football is rigged. And Louis. Big man Louis van Gaal. Said something naughty,
bro. I can't, like, it's so petty.
And it was on my wavelength from the start, from the get go.
Might as well become a football manager at this point
because
you got the same brain.
Look at the PR, man. Like, if you think of it, like, from a like a money side of thing, how good was it that Messi won the World Cup? How good?
Van Dijk, the captain, said he did not agree with it.
Yeah, I know, but like, how much money? He did miss a penalty. Yeah. He did miss the penalty. So I'm not gonna say it was rigged.
So you're saying Van Dijk missed the penalty to get Messi the World Cup?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Don't put words in my mouth. And all I'm saying is it's a bit dodgy. Like if you let like an investigation team analyze,
just like 2010, to be honest.
And I read the comments, right, in certain Instagram pages. They did say Oh my God, why did they give them 10 minutes extra time then? Bro, did you watch the whole fucking World Cup? They gave 10 minutes extra time every single fucking game. So that's not an excuse. To clear that up. Like, people saying, you know, defending all of this, that was not an excuse. That's always been the case. That was why it was so famous.
Have you seen the referees in the Premier League now? They still do things bad, even with the VAR.
Yeah, I know. But, you
and
know.
And then after the game, they say, oh, yeah, that was wrong. That was my wrong decision.
Yeah. But, like, okay, so first and foremost, I'm not going to go into this, but I think Louis had a point somewhere. Unpopular. And pity because I'm Dutch. But, hey, sue me. I think there should have been two red cards in that game. And none were.
And I think Messi should have never played the World Cup because he's too small.
Well then. Anyways, I think we're going to call it that. Good episode. I liked it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Let us know if you better. Now take away my bias when you do pick me. And yeah, I will see you later, probably. And thank you, Leda, for joining us. Leda, do you wanna say anything? Because you are the current offside football FPL champion of the world.
Well, I'm going to win again this year. That's all I have to say.
Okay, she's got smoke. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. I say us. Can't wait to go to the game. Can't wait to see Fahan in the Champions League. Play Atletico Madrid. Dream come true.
Can't wait for Atletico to win. Easy 4-0.
This trash talking is going to continue. And with the build-up to this game, we're probably going to release another episode because then it's going to be close to the game.
Because we have this now when they play Madrid. And then from that, we can base even more trash talking until November.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you very much for joining us. And I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.